Life is a story. Make yours an extraordinary journey. For those of us who love opera, and I most certainly do, the St. Pete Opera here in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, is an amazing resource. And they don't just do opera, they do Broadway cabaret, and they also have a family-friendly program, Pinocchio and Holiday Sparkle. With me today, because a maestro is busy getting ready for Samson and Delilah, is Cecilia Messina. And she's been part of the St. Pete Opera family since 2017. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here today.
Let's just kick it off with a little bit of history of the St. Pete Opera, and then let's talk about the upcoming show at the Palladium.
Well, we're in our 19th year. We've been around since 2004. We're very excited about our 19th and going into our 20th season next year. Maestro started this on a shoestring budget. We haven't skimped on anything in the years that we've grown, and we're very excited about all the offerings that we have, including Samson and Delilah, A Little Night Music, and of course Carmen, Bizet's Carmen, which everyone knows and loves.
Well, Maestro Mark Sfarzini is, you know, he's a visionary leader, and not only is he established an innovative and successful nonprofit, and your orchestra and chamber works have been commissioned by the Florida Orchestra, Tampa Bay Symphony, Alabama Symphony, Omaha Symphony, Eastern Music Festival, and it goes on and on. And St. Pete Opera trains students, as does USF College of Music. So let's start off first with this season, 24-25. Tell us a little bit about each of the shows coming up.
So the first, our opening show that we have this season is Camille Saint-Saëns' Samson and Delilah. It's the story of Samson and Delilah. I don't want to give it away, but I think everybody knows pretty much what happens with Samson and Delilah. We have an amazing cast of people. We have Janara Kellerman as Delilah, Jonathan Kaufman as Samson, Daniel Sutton is the high priest. These are all world-renowned. Daniel himself has sang at the Met. So we bring in people that are well-trained, well-regarded, and of the highest caliber. We move on into A Little Night Music, which is a little more of musical theater, but still with that kind of operatic genre, which is a Sondheim piece. And then we end our main stage performances with Bizet's Carmen.
So those theaters, first of all, folks, Samson and Delilah is going to be at the Palladium September 27th through October 1st. One of the things that I love that you do there is you do Mornings with Maestro. I know that we have already, that will be the 13th, and we've already going to air after that. But tell us a little bit about these Mornings with Maestro that are so informational and educational.
This is the most fun way that you could ever learn about opera. Maestro Sfarzini really brings the history of the piece and what the original composer was thinking about, but in a very fun and provocative way. You will walk out not only learning about the music and the composer, but the history around what the composer was experiencing and what his insight was to each piece that he wrote.
You know, I went to a morning with Maestro, and it reminded me as a kid growing up going to New York to hear Leonard Bernstein. We'd stand in the back in the nosebleed section, so you're really up and personal with Maestro. Maestro is just makes it, he's a Leonard Bernstein as far as his ability to really make it engaging for first-time opera visitors as well as opera aficionados. I want to talk a little bit about your family events. Pinocchio at the Opera Central, the 17th through the 24th of November. This is a tradition that has become beloved in Tampa Bay. Tell us a little bit about the family series.
Yeah, this is for anyone that's from about 4 to 5 years old all the way to however old you think you are or feel you are. It's an hour-long program that encompasses the story of Pinocchio and the importance of telling the truth, set to different pieces of opera. So it's not just, you'll be able to hear all kinds of different genre of opera in there, and at the very end there is a part where even the children can participate and sing along with the music.
And you know, music is so transformational, and you're playing some of my favorite composers, Mozart, Donizetti, Offenbach, and Verdi. Mm-hmm. Whether your children are musical or not, the story is timeless, and the message of lying or versus not lying and hope and joy really come across. And then my favorite, I've been to this before, the Holiday Sparkle, December 17th to the 18th. Tell us about this Palladium show.
This is going to be amazing. It's a full orchestra. I mean, we are just so excited about this, and it's going to have anything from the traditional to the secular to international. We're doing some music from around the world that we ourselves may not hear very often as holiday music, but that is enjoyed throughout the the different areas of the world during the holiday time. And we're going to have, I think it's going to be about 20 to 25 different singers. So the boom of voices and the amazing orchestra is just going to put everyone in just such a joyous mood. I can't wait to, myself, can't wait to go and see the whole performance.
So when the show is at the Palladium, do they go to the Palladium to buy tickets, to the Palladium website? Tell us where they go to get tickets.
All tickets are sold at stpeteopera.org.
Very good. And, you know, sign up for the newsletter like I just did.
Yes.
Explore the website. And now I'm going to get to what is my favorite. I love opera, but I love a Broadway cabaret. Tell us about the series that's coming up this November 2nd, 2024.
We have a fabulous series of Broadway cabarets this year. We have three of them. The first one is November 2nd, and it's focusing on Candor and Ebb. So think of the musical Chicago. They wrote the music for that. So this is going to be just an amazing program. Then we have Classical in February, and then we have An Evening of Cole Porter in April. So, I mean, I don't even need to go into Cole Porter because we all love Cole Porter.
Well, you know, who knew that the St. Pete Opera does Broadway? They do family-friendly things. They do Mornings with Maestro, but wait, we're not done. I want to talk about the two locations, the Palladium, which is a beloved place for us to hear anything. Tell us about Opera Central, which is at 2145 First Avenue South in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, so Opera Central is our main location where we do all our administration, where all our productions are created. We have a scenic shop, a costume shop, a prop loft. We have a music library, and we also have a performance hall. It's called Price Hall, and that's where we have our Broadway cabarets, our Pinocchio, and other more intimate performances that we may spontaneously put on throughout the year.
And is that a 99 seat or?
Oh, no. It's very intimate. So the most that we can see in Price Hall, if we do row seating, is about 200 people. But normally we use cabaret tables because we want people to enjoy the performance and feel like they're in a cabaret hall if we're doing cabaret. And that's a little bit smaller, about 150.
And how long have you been at Opera Central?
I've worked for the St. Pete Opera. Oh, how long has Opera Central been there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. They bought the building in 2014 and made it their own. It's if anybody can come in, we actually have an art gallery inside, too, the Mirella Chamato Art Gallery, which is also part of Second Saturday Art Walk. So there's a lot going on at Opera Central.
So, you know, this is what is an amazing thing about our lunchtime conversations. I am here with St. Pete Opera, and we have covered the fact that they have a building on Central Avenue, that they have an art gallery in the building, that they have a concert hall in the building, that they have a Broadway series. Cecilia, tell me a little bit about the pleasure of working with this group of people that love music.
It is a pleasure. We're a very cohesive staff. We're almost like a married couple. We finish each other's sentences. We begin each other's tasks, and then we finish each other's tasks to make sure that everything goes smoothly and that all our guests and patrons have the most fabulous experience possible. And it's just a wonder to work with Maestro Sforzini. He has such great vision. He can see just the tiniest of little itty-bitty musical importance that will make a difference to the patron's experience at either Opera Central or the Palladium, because he stands back and he just envisions it all. He puts himself in the patron's shoes and says, this is how it should be. And it's great to see that.
So I'm going to brag on St. Petersburg Opera Company. It's been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts for the quality of its emerging artist program. Kudos for that. And the personnel and the productions have won numerous industry awards, including being voted Best Opera Company of the Bay for 3 years. And Maestro was chosen by Musical America as one of 30, only 30, international industry stars as a profile in courage. And I want to read you a quote that I took from your website that Maestro says, since he is busy with Samson and Delilah, people who love St. Petersburg like the idea that a city is having a cultural renaissance and that they would have a professional opera company, he says, and a quality professional opera company. So he built it. Yes. And they came. So it was his field of dreams.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, it's not just an opera company. It is really a world-class opera company.
Yes, it is.
Tell us anything that we need to know about if you want to volunteer. Obviously, folks, we're always looking for fundraising donations. Your annual event, tell us about Bella Voce.
Yes, our Bella Voce is on May 3rd this year. It'll be at Coastal Creative to give us a larger working area, but it's just down the street from Opera Central. We will have performances, we'll have a sit-down dinner, and it's an amazing night. Everybody has a great time. There's obviously great music. We do everything from the classics to actually modern. Last year we did some Beatles stuff, so you never know what Maestro Sforzini is going to hit us with. He's very into all different music genres.
So if you want to learn more, you're going to go to stpeteopera.org. That is where you're going to go for your tickets. It's where you're going to go if you would like to be a volunteer. It's where you're going to go to sign up for the newsletter and find out so much more. Cecilia, anything you'd like to share with our Radio St. Pete listeners who are now obviously going to run to their phones and learn more about St. Pete Opera and get tickets?
Yeah, you can also call us, 727-823-2040, with any questions or comments that you have. We love to talk to our patrons and supporters and just let them know more about St. Pete Opera.
So join them for Samson and Delilah, St. Pete Opera at the Palladium Theater, September 27th through October 1st. A Little Night Music next year, March 7th through 11th, and Carmen. But most importantly, Pinocchio at Opera Central and Holiday Sparkle, the Broadway Cabaret, November 2nd. Thank you, Cecilia, for shining a light on St. Pete Opera.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.